Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community.
Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Put your hands in the air if you go high.
On June 28th, the Village of Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 21 years of bringing people together through the Natchez Heritage Festival. This year's Grand Marshal is none other than Deshaun Washington from The Voice and Miss Barbara J. Simpson from Shreveport, Louisiana. Don't miss the parade kickoff starting at 10 a.m. The Village of Natchez, Louisiana is inviting you to come out June 28th and enjoy food fellowship and lots of festivities. Save the date and go hard on June 28th for this year's Natchez Heritage Festival.
If you go hard, throw your sets in the air, throw them up if you go high.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
We'll be right back.
Dinkins Show.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official
OPT Network.
And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Tuesday morning, June 24th, can you believe it? It's already the 24th of June, D.C.?
Halfway through the year, mother.
Wow. I say it every month. It's like, where is the time going? Halfway through the year, over halfway through the month, and I mean, time is moving. Well, speaking of moving, if you're moving this morning, which I'm sure many of you are, traveling into work, some kids headed into school, there are some school buses on the road. We remind you, we caution you to make sure that you're slowing down, being mindful, and giving yourself enough time to get there safely. I tell you what, speaking of safety and safely, we have seen within the last several days, two really, really bad accidents on the roads. And, you know, it just speaks to, I think, people being in a hurry, people moving at such a fast pace that we're really, really taking chances on the roads. And even in small towns like Bunkie, there was a really, really bad accident in Bunkie. And when you think of Bunkie, anybody who has ever traveled through Bunkie, that was Saturday, as a matter of fact. If you think of anybody who's traveled through Bunkie, it's not a place where you're driving very fast at all. And so the magnitude of this accident, there was an overturned vehicle. In fact, Deborah Randolph, the president of the Chamber of Commerce, and her husband were in that accident. You would not think that something like this would happen in Bunkie. And so it makes you mindful about taking care and staying engaged on the road. And I'm going to tell you, nobody in that accident, from what our understanding was hurt. But we want to encourage you every single morning that not only is it summer vacation, but it's also summer school for many kids. There are so many kids, and I see it day in and day out. And this is what it looks like. It looks like kids that are just a little bit bigger than the other kids are attending to smaller kids, and they're walking the streets. They're literally in every community, USA. And so that means that we've got to take greater care. We've got to watch out for pedestrians who are distracted while they're walking. We have to watch out for distracted drivers who are on cell phones, and that's pretty much everybody. But every single morning, what we've decided, instead of asking people to completely put down their cell phones, we're asking people to get better. And that means that you get better today than you did on yesterday. So progress instead of perfection is what we call it every single morning. Do a little bit better this morning than you did yesterday. And be mindful as you're traveling in and making sure that, you know, you're safe and others are safe. And yesterday when we were coming home, we saw another bad accident on Highway 71. With a tractor trailer and a vehicle, and it appeared that everybody was okay. But these accidents, these really, really bad accidents, make you say, you know, we've got to do more as drivers in watching out. So just want to remind you as you're traveling in, it's Tuesday already. The week hopefully is off to a great start. Hopefully you have some momentum from yesterday, and you're feeling like, you know what, my week is off to a good start. Things are happening, things are moving, and it's going to be fine. This morning, what we're going to be talking about, however, is something that really, really concerns a lot of people. A lot of people are dealing with the S word, stress. And so we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be hopefully helping you find ways to deal with stress better and to put it in perspective so that it doesn't end up overtaking your life and your family, which it can do. And so what we have decided is that
in the Christmas house, we are just going to say, easy does it. Those things that we can fix, we will. And those things that we have no control over, every single morning, my new mantra to myself is, God, I relinquish control. And once you realize, and really, DC and I were laughing about this the other day, everything great and good that has happened in our lives has literally been when we have said, Uncle, I give up. I'm going to stop trying to fix it. I'm going to stop trying to make it work the way that I need it to work. I give. And many of us just really need to say, Uncle. And it is so hard to do that because we all think that we are in control. We all think that somehow we can fix it. We can make it better. We can make it do what it do. And basically, we are stressing ourselves needlessly because things are going to happen the way that they're going to happen regardless. And so once you realize that when you've done all that you can do and you have to let go, and it means that, yeah, you've got to work when you're supposed to work and do the things necessary in your job, in your daily routines that you have to do. But DC and I said, you know what? It wasn't until we just released control of some things. And then within maybe 3 to 5 days, that quickly, a week tops, 7 days, we just said, you know what? We let this thing go. We don't know what's going to happen. And we just trust that it's going to work out the way that it's supposed to. And then we looked up after we decided to make that decision, or we made that decision, and everything worked out. And I know it's easier said than done. DC says it's simple, but it's not easy. And so that's why we have to remind ourselves every single day that the things that you can control, the things that you can do something about, you should. And the things that you can't, you just have to trust that God and the universe are working them out. And so that's going to really be the vein of our conversation this morning. All of these busy people, and, you know, we're all talking about how busy we are. We're all talking about the things that we have to do and how we're running with our kids and how we're taxiing our kids around. And every single day I hear more parents saying, my kids are taxiing me around. So more and more young people are taking to behind the wheel and driving. And for me, and most parents, maybe just because our son is young and driving, but most parents that we're talking to really have accepted the fact and are happy about their kids driving. You know, and for me, that's a process. And again, that's relinquishing control. And so in every little area of your life, and in my life, I can see where you just have to relinquish control. And this morning in our prayer time and meditation, I started thinking, you know, about relinquishing control. And that word relinquish, it just keeps coming up. And so really what I heard in the spirit was that when you hesitate and you want to keep holding on to that thing or those things that you think that you're controlling, it really is showing that your faith is not where it really needs to be. You know that old saying, if you trust God with one thing, then you need to trust him with all things. And that means our kids. That means them leaving, going off to college. That means for us, our son beginning to drive and taking on more responsibility as a young man. It means every area of life. And have you noticed that sometimes we say, okay, God, I trust you in this area, but in this area over here, I need to keep control. I need to make sure. And so this morning, it was just sort of like a faith check. Like, you know, every single morning, I wake up and I do some exercises with some weights and, you know, to build a little bit of muscle. And, you know, what really I believe God is saying is that just as you use your weights to build muscle and to tone, you've got to use your spiritual weights to build more faith so that you are not worried about things that you simply have no control over. And sometimes, you know, when you see accidents and you see really, really bad accidents and you wonder, like the one that we saw in Bunky, on Saturday, you wonder, well, how could that happen in Bunkie, where the speed limit coming into Bunkie is no more than 35 miles an hour? You know, you just don't expect to see a car overturned on another car, you know, a three-car accident. You just don't expect to see that in Bunkie. And so it's about trusting, it's about having faith, and it's about just letting go. And when you do that, DC and I were talking about the ease and the comfort we felt. And DC said to me the other day, he said, you know, he said, I feel like the bag of bricks that I have been carrying has just dropped off. And so DC is much better at letting go. He is much better at that than I am. And so he reminds me, as I have to remind myself, that you just got to do it. There's no real formula for doing it. You just declare it. And then when you see it coming back, it's like a stronghold. You just cast it down and you say, you know what? God, I trust you. I trust that you're working those things out that concern me and that you're perfecting those things that concern me. So maybe that's a word for you this morning as you're traveling in. But we want to encourage you, be careful, be safe. Let me remind you before we go to break about some things that are happening in and around our community. Remember, the Natchez Heritage Festival is happening this weekend. All kids' activities and games are going to be $5. You can get an armband for your kids. And let me tell you, if you've ever been to the Natchez Heritage Festival, it is an environment of food, family, fun, and fellowship. I mean, it is such an incredible atmosphere to bask in. It's great family fun. And for $5, kids can play all day. They're going to have t-shirts available for purchase. Vendors are available. Vendor spots are available for $35. All you've got to do is phone 318-265-9201, extension 389. You still have time if you want to get a vendor's booth. It's a great opportunity. There are usually lots of vendors out there, lots going on, face painting, softball, baseball, basketball, ring toss, and so much more. And it's all happening in Natchez, Louisiana. And they're saying, you know what? Let your light shine. So that's coming up on Saturday. If you're looking for something to do, it's a great opportunity. Remember, tonight is the last night of the three-day revival at St. James Baptist Church in Moraville, Louisiana. I know that they had a praising good time down in Moraville. Tonight is last night, starts at 7 o'clock. The guest minister is Reverend Charles Smith of First Baptist Church in Colfax, Louisiana. Reverend Charles Jones, Charlie Jones, is the pastor, and all of the members want to invite you to come out and close it out with them tonight. It's located at 266 Voorhees Lane. That's where the church is in Moraville, Louisiana. Again, that's St. James Baptist Church. And we appreciate the pastor and the leadership at St. James Baptist Church. Remember, if you're looking for something for kids to do, the camp at the Alexandria Museum of Art has kicked off. It's the 23rd through the 27th. If you decide, well, it's too late, you don't want to get in on this session, you can still get prepared for July 7th through the 11th. They're going to have morning sessions from 9 a.m. till noon. That's for kids ages 6 to 9. And they're going to have kids 10 and up from 1 to 4 p.m. So great activities, great things happening at the Alexandria Museum of Art. And let me tell you, if you're looking for something interesting and different to do with your kids, the Alexandria Museum of Art is a neat, neat place to go and just for your kids to explore and see things that they've never seen, especially if you never personally have been to the art museum. It'll be an exploration for you and your kids. And you talk about kids being bored, take them to the museum. They'll love it. Minimally invasive image-guided specialists, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is their top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard right here in Alexandria. They treat all sorts of illnesses. Right now, if you are, one of the last things that we talked about were varicose veins. Some of those spider veins and some of those roping veins, some can be very, very painful. And if that's you, or you think that you're having some sort of blood flow issues in your legs, you'll want to phone the great folks at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist. The number 318-445-9700. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. He's skilled in personal injury, been practicing in Central Louisiana, right here in Alexandria, for 4 decades. For more information on how you can connect with attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office, his number, 318-487-9537. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Alexandria and surrounding areas, home, auto, and life. Don't forget, we are experiencing warm, warm weather. It's hurricane season, and you want to make sure that all of your home, auto, and life is on point. You can do so by phoning 318-487-1881. We're going to get a break here, everybody, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Put your hands in the air if you go high.
On June 28th, the Village of Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 21 years of bringing people together through the Natchez Heritage Festival. This year's Grand Marshal is none other than Deshaun Washington from The Voice and Miss Barbara J. Simpson from Shreveport, Louisiana. Don't miss the parade kickoff starting at 10 a.m. The Village of Natchez, Louisiana is inviting you to come out June 28th and enjoy food fellowship and lots of festivities. Save the date and go hard on June 28th for this year's Natchez Heritage Festival.
If you go hard, throw your sets in the air, throw them up. If you go hard.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket.
Whatever you're craving, I got it.
You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. How are you feeling this morning, this Tuesday morning?
Feeling lovely. If I had my weed eater back, I'd be even lovelier. But I'm going by, if somebody don't bring it back to me by Wednesday, I'm going to buy another one.
I really thought we were past the weed eater. I really did.
Well, I mean, you know, everything else is super great.
Other than the weed eater.
Other than that. You know, so I'm going to make that super great. If I don't have another one by Wednesday, I'm going.
Do you think somebody will return it?
I don't know, Carlette. You know, you just don't know how people are in this area. You know, you know, sometimes they decide that, you know, and then somebody may have it and may not know who it belongs to. You know, I didn't have any identification on it. It's just a fine weed eater.
Will you put your name on the next one?
I might. Or I might put a little bug in it where I can go to it, like, beep, 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 beep. You know, I can walk up to wherever it is and say, hey, that's my weed eater.
And so we passed through Bunky yesterday delivering food boxes, and our eyes, everybody's eyes were peeled on the side of the road, on each side of the road, hoping and praying that the weed eater would be lying there waiting for us to just pick it up.
Well, you know, I was wondering why it was such a great loss for me. The weed eater is about a $250 value.
Right.
Okay. So, and I kept asking myself, why am I so upset about the weed eater and it being lost?
Right.
When, you know, for $250 you can replace it. When, you know, we give $250 all the time without even a blink of an eye.
Right.
So I think the reason why, and I kept asking myself until I came up with this, I think the reason why I'm sort of grieving the weed eater is because of the life of the weed eater is about 10 years. And I think I'm grieving the 10 years of the life of the weed eater versus the value of the weed eater.
Oh, okay.
You know, so, you know, now I'm to the point where I accept that the weed eater may very well be gone. There's nothing I can do about it but go and get another weed eater, and that's what I propose doing.
Well, you know what?
That's what I'm going to do.
I think that
I'm not proposing.
That's what you're going to do. Well, I think that that's what a deep thinker that you are, that you had to really understand why the loss of the weed eater was just gnawing at you.
Oh, it was gnawing at me big time. And I also think it had to do with me not securing the weed eater properly. And I may have needed to lose one to realize that, look, you need to secure this. You know, that's a hard lesson to learn right there.
And unfortunately, this is not the first time that you have had something.
Well, no, I lost a blower, but I was glad it flew off. I mean, it wasn't a steal, and it was some sort of off-name brand situation, and I was like, I'm glad it's gone so I can go buy me a steel blower. So a day after it went away, I just went and bought another one. I didn't even bother to go look for it. You know, so, you know, it was blue.
It was blue. Wow. Yeah. Well, I tell you one thing, you're looking really, really good. And I'm telling you every single day that you're looking good. And it looks like you're feeling really well.
Well, you know, I had a little situation yesterday.
Okay. You want to talk about it?
Well, you know, we went over to the Cabrini celebration last evening at 5. You know, Susan Tudor is retiring over at Cabrini, you know, and Susan is just a really, really good friend of the program and a good friend of ours personally. You know, we went to it, and I had a breakdown over there for a brief minute. You know, the program was exquisite. You know, Stephen Wright was over there, and Miss Johnny Venardo, and you know, we got a chance to speak with Martin Johnson, who's just a fine fellow, and we just saw, you know, everybody who, you know, a lot of people that we appreciate, respect, and enjoy was there. And, you know, another dear, dear friend was there. You
know, that, and who was that dear, dear friend?
It's called Brownie. It's a brownie. And it was a tiered brownie, Corlette, that I just could not.
It was a tiered brownie?
Yeah, it was a brownie with, it was all sorts of chocolate stuff going on, you know, and, you know, I'm going to just, you know, chocolate, you know. But what I will admit here is I only had one.
Yes, you did.
You know, I only had one.
But let me rewind you just a little bit. You said a dear, dear friend.
Yeah.
Would you dare to call that sugar and all of those things, you know, because I think that's where we get it twisted.
Well, I'd step up a little bigger because I had a real, real love affair, so. I'm going to go beyond friend and say loved one.
Oh, my goodness. Let me see.
A loved one, you know.
So how did you feel after you had the brownie?
Man, I tell you what, I started being a little remorseful when I had the brownie, but because I had one, I chalked it up to progress rather than perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember a time I would have had at least four or five of those brownies.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, having one of the brownies, you know, and Miss Johnny's co-worker, Miss Moselle, was there, and I saw how healthy she was eating.
Mm-hmm.
And she just had the healthiest broccoli.
Celery.
You know, and I looked at how she was eating. I said, man, you know. And she was enjoying eating that healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and pretty soon that brownie kept whispering in my ear and said, you know, you want to get one. You want to get six, really. You know,
six?
You want to get six.
Uh-huh.
But go ahead and get you one.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was starting to get a bit cantankerous at the situation. The only thing that saved
were
me.
Were you? Were you getting irritated?
Yeah, I started getting a little irritable.
A little
man.
Jittery
those brownies
like?
Were calling me like that. Yeah,
really?
It does that to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's an addiction.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an addiction. They were talking to me,
mm-hmm.
calling my name. I call your name, David, E.C. They was calling all my names, uh-huh. Liddell Cole. They was calling me everything.
And then finally you made your way
hardcore.
Over.
You know, that was my frat name,
uh-huh.
Big Brother Hardcore.
Uh-huh.
Hardcore. You uh-huh. know you want some.
So you're just hearing all of these voices.
Man, they were talking to me, Carla.
And
serious.
So what
you didn't really get it. I didn't want to bother you with it. You know, we were philosophizing and socializing with the folks. And as I was speaking to people, I'd never forget, we were talking to Teresa Slater.
Uh-huh.
And I said, man, we were talking to her, and she was talking to me, and I was gazing over there at those brownies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a...
And so... In all of those voices, and what I like to call the cacophony, the noise of all of those voices, because that's what it was, noise. Did you ever think maybe I ought to open up my mouth and talk back to it and say?
Well, I did.
Rebuke
I opened
it.
Up my mouth and I said, you know what? I'm not going to let you keep on harassing me and terrorizing me. I'm going to have just one.
Okay, so that was your answer.
Yeah, after I had that one, it looked like it just, you know, that voice said, one is okay, you know, and I let it go.
And you let it go. Wow. Well, you know what? Again, progress instead of perfection is what we call it. And I remember a time where, you know, they were asking him to take food to go, take desserts to go, and he did not. So indeed... It is a progression. It is a process, and it is making progress. No perfection, but you know what? We had a good time, and we say congratulations to Susan Tudor as she is retiring after being at Cabrini Hospital for 20 years. And what we said about Susan was that she was one of those incremental and instrumental people in our growth here at the OPT Network. And we said that, you know, were it not for our partnership with Cabrini Hospital,
yes.
DC, we would not have been able to grow and sustain the life of the show that we have had. We have had literally almost a 7-year partnership.
Absolutely, absolutely.
With Cabrini Hospital. And Susan Tudor and Miss Johnny Venardo, Stephen Wright, and, you know, some other people in that organization, Maggie Jarrett, have been instrumental in that. And for that, we are grateful. We wish Susan all the best. You know, retirement, we were saying, and she was saying at the event at her party, retirement does not look like what it used to look like.
Right.
So we wish her all the best. We've got to get a break here, but when we come back, we're talking about stress. This is a subject that you'll want to stay on point for. It's 13 minutes after 8 local time, 13 minutes after 9 Eastern. You're on point, everybody. The official OPT Network. We're back after this. This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion
diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. You know, that's something I've observed in life, people who know everything. Even they know the answer before you ask the question. But learning is a lifelong experience. And in the circle of learning, there are 360 degrees. So if I have one degree, that means there are 359 other things that I know nothing about. But all that I know is all what I've learned. And all what I've learned is not all there is to know. Therefore, we need to learn something new every day. Learn what we did not know on yesterday, and it could be a blessing for us today. And I'm sure you've heard people say, if I would have known when I was 15 what I know at 50, or if I would have known this 20 years ago, well, people were telling you knowledge was there, but much of it, we just didn't have anything to process it with. I remember my father said to my brother one time, we call him Junior Green, he was arguing with another guy, and we know the other man had some challenges. He was a mental midget. And daddy said to my brother, he said, Junior, I saw you arguing with him on the corner. He said, you know, if you do that again tomorrow, people won't know which one of you have the problem. And it took me a long time to discover what daddy meant. So he had ways of saying things to us, and it'd make us think about it. And then he said, go and learn what that means. And when Jesus would often give the parables to his disciples, and he would teach a lesson there on farming or planting seed or investments, then he would say to them, he who has ears, let him hear. And then often he'd say, go and learn what this means. So today I challenge you to learn something new, even though it's something you saw a long time ago. Learn something new, then apply it to your life, and watch how your life will change. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joyce Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing at Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
Rapides Regional Medical Center is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Now, if you're on the grind already, it's 8:21 local time, 9:21 Eastern, and our conversation this morning is about stress. And even bigger than that, a book called Stress Pandemic, 9 Natural Steps to Break the Cycle of Stress and Thrive. Our guest this morning is Paul Hulich. He's the co-founder of Best Corporation, a pioneering organic food company, where he was chairman and joint CEO in leading the company to great success during its time, which the value grew to more than $100 million. Well, wealth and power came with a great price and a number of stress-related conditions and ultimately a breakdown. Here to talk about it, not only how he went through the process but made it out on the other side, is Paul Hulich, all the way from Marina Del Rey, California. Paul, good morning and welcome.
Well, thank you.
So, Paul, first of all, you know, during the break we were talking about everybody and our ideology of what success is. We think that more is successful, more money, more things. That is really how America has defined success. And so when we look at your life and we read the book, you were a millionaire many times over, but it came with a price. Let's begin there.
Well, it came at a huge price. And I wasn't really aware how stress was playing a huge role in my success and my downfall. Like a teenager here in America, I bought into the American dream, that is to work hard, become a great success, and all my dreams would become a reality. And sure enough, around about the age of 40, I thought I had the perfect life. I was the chairman, CEO of a multi-million-dollar pioneering organic food company on the stock exchange, and I had just built the people I love most a grand mansion with 15 bathrooms, the 10-car garaging, and, of course, the Ferrari and Porsche parked in the driveway, and I could travel the world. And I had no debt. I could do anything within reason. But due to stress, and it all started with a few symptoms of stress, grinding of the teeth and a little bit of insomnia, I lost everything. Most of all, my freedom. Now, that was 16 years ago, but I fought back and I survived. And that's when I developed the 9 natural steps to break your cycle of stress and thrive. And the doctors said that the conditions that I had developed were incurable. But to their amazement, when I overcame my conditions that they said would dog me and would be constantly with me with, for the rest of my life, they are the ones who even encouraged me to write Stress Pandemic and raise awareness of the consequences of stress and to give people hope.
Mm. And so I'm thinking, my mind is going back to the house with 15 bathrooms and all the things that are in the house. So you build what is your dream home. You're able to travel the world. You're able to do what you want and pay for it anywhere in the world. And so when do you realize that things are coming to an end, where it's tumbling down?
Well, to me, it was happening even before I had the perfect life. I was already a health-conscious person. You know, I pioneered organic foods in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. I was already health-conscious. I had a 25-yard indoor pool and a large outdoor. I had a huge gym. You know, I had a racket court, tennis court. I had everything. And I had trainers. You know, I was into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't understand that stress, it's like putting your feet into quicksand. If you're not quite sure what's happening to you, the more you struggle in that pit of quicksand, the more you go down. And that's what happened to me. I kept going down. Mm. So I'd say that it was leading up to when I became very, very successful. And when I had reached great success and I could afford the best doctors, I kept slipping down. So, of course, I reached out to the best doctors in the country. Of course, I reached out and did what they told me to do. I went to the doctors, a psychiatrist, the lifestyle experts. I had a whole team around me to keep me on the straight and narrow, to keep me well.
And so why didn't that team keep you well?
Well, I found that it's happening to many other people. And I reckon most of it's because when you go to doctors or when you go to experts, they don't understand the unique characteristics of stress. They don't understand how they're all interrelated. Because if you go to a doctor about depression and anxiety, which I eventually had, they give you medication for that. If you go to someone for sleep, they give you sleeping tablets. Mm-hmm. If you go to someone about your cholesterol is high and you've got a bit of weight issues like I did, you know, they give you medication for that.
Mm-hmm.
And on it goes. They don't realize how everything is interlinked and has a powerful influence in taking control of you. Because that's what happened to me. I only found this out after I had fallen over and given no hope, you know, that mm-hmm. I was always going to be needing to be on medication for the rest of my life. And I'd never be upbeat like I am today. You know, I'd be falling over all the time with conditions due to stress. So how did I work this out? Well, it was all to do with understanding the stress response and the neurochemistry
mm-hmm.
and how symptoms of stress develop into serious conditions. So what happens is if you've got symptoms of stress like worry, teeth grinding, insomnia, back pain, neck pain, fatigue, hyperventilating, they can develop into more serious conditions like anxiety, depression, addictions,
mm-hmm.
allergies, mm-hmm. phobias, panic attacks. And from there, you can develop diabetes, heart disease, stroke, cancer. The list goes on.
Now, let me stop you right there, Paul, because every successful person that has made multi-millions of dollars, not every, but many, and we were talking about them earlier. We were talking about Russell Simmons. We were talking about Arianna Huffington, Sheryl Sandberg. Now people who have made great fortunes are coming out saying, you know, that stress is a killer and that we need to thrive and we need to pull back. But it really is a dichotomy, isn't it? Because most people that are at the bottom rung of trying to attain success or at the middle are moving to all of the things that you talked about, having a life that is free of debt, and we're thinking free of worry when you have enough money to take care of things. And then when you get there, is there an inherent fear of how am I going to keep it? Where do I go from here? And so how do you sort of balance that out?
Very easily. Throw yourself a lifesaver, invest in buying Stress Pandemic today on Amazon and be in the running for winning a trip to two for sunny California here in LA and meet me. Why? Because with Stress Pandemic, it gives you a guide. It helps you have a roadmap to taking back control and have it all. Like, I didn't need to fall over. But I didn't know what I know now. If I had a fortified, empowered myself, the Stress Pandemic gives you very powerful tools to keep fortifying and empowering yourself so that you can reach your goals without having symptoms and conditions of stress. It helps you to follow your innermost feelings, to take charge, and learn to say no. And that's what it's all about. So, I got all the physical and all the success because of the enormous fortune that I had built.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I lost on the game of life. What was the point of all that when I've got no health? And health, in the end, can dictate your whole lifestyle. It can change overnight. You can end up with cancer, heart disease, stroke, or have a mental breakdown like I did. So it's important that you fortify and empower yourself. All those people, they want to live in a safe neighborhood, and they can't afford to get sick.
That's right.
And they can't afford the medical bills. I speak to many people who can't afford a lot of the trappings that wealth brings. So I show them, I help guide them to taking back control so that they listen to their mind and their body with their symptoms of stress. They can still get that promotion. They can still get that better home. They can still go on that trip one day. But to have it all, you have to have an awareness of your lifestyle. You have to have an understanding of the unique characteristics of stress, of how you can fortify and empower yourself.
Let's do this. Let's get a break here, Paul. But when we come back, I want to talk about some of those issues, the word control and the issue of having it all. Are those two things possible? Those are questions that we will answer, plus a lot more, when we come back with our guest, Paul Hulage. This is the second edition of Stress Pandemic, 9 Natural Steps to Break the Cycle of Stress and Thrive. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability.
The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day.
I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official
OPT Network.
I'm wide awake.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Our guest this morning is Paul Hulich. You might not recognize his accent. He is a New Zealander, and he's also the author of Stress Pandemic, 9 Natural Steps to Break the Cycle of Stress and Thrive. Paul has been our guest before. He returns with the second edition of Stress Pandemic because it is such an incredibly important issue in everybody's life. And before we went to the break, I asked Paul about two things that he had talked about. One, Paul, control. Is there ever really control? That's the first thing. Paul?
Yeah, would you like me to answer?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. Sorry. Well, I reckon a lot of us lose control. Uh-huh. We lose control to our lifestyles. We lose control because we are conditioned by other people ever since we're children. And it's a process that evolves over time. We lose control to the crutches that we lean on when we feel most stressed and vulnerable. According to American surveys, most of us reach for food when we're eating, when we're stressed. Next is alcohol, smoking and drugs. The remainder can be made up of us reaching for gambling, sex, or even addiction to the internet. Now, how do you take back control when a lot of us, when we're stressed, we reach for a destructive coping mechanism, and it affects our neurochemistry. It affects some very powerful neurochemicals. They are serotonin, epinephrine, norepinephrine, dopamine, and endorphins, and the very challenging stress hormone cortisol, the one that comes to light, which is so powerful and plays a huge part in our lives, is dopamine. Dopamine activates our stress reward center, and when you have something that activates that, it craves more over time. So if you're reaching for alcohol or if you're reaching for food, over time you'll need more of it. So it's about understanding that you're losing control and how you can break your cycle of stress and thrive. So if you understand the unique characteristics of stress, which is outlined in Stress Pandemic, which is a guidebook, helps you to take back control, break that cycle of stress, and thrive.
Now, there are a lot of people that are secretly using vices like alcohol, like drugs. And is that a byproduct of fear? And we talked about during the break great people that we all know that have fallen
to some sort of vice within what we consider to be success.
Yes, it is. A lot of it is fear or greed. And let's look at fear. We fear losing control of our lives. We fear not being successful. We fear of coming last in class. We're fearful of not being accepted by our friends or family. We live in fear in many ways, fear of losing something that we treasure and value. So that plays an important part in our psyche in the cycle of stress. Because when you feel stressed, what is stress? What is a stress response? The stress response is the trigger effect when the mind and the body goes off balance and goes into fight or flight reaction when you feel threatened and challenged. So we're into that flight. We want to run away. We're fearful. The other one is all about fighting. We fight for what we want. That still activates the stress response. And it's activated too often. And that's when you start to develop symptoms of stress, and that's when you lose control because you don't realize you're reaching for those destructive coping mechanisms to get through the day. And as we were chatting before on the break, What do even famous people who have everything think of? Elvis Presley, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, Karen Carpenter. And you could say, oh, about to do with music. They had a lot of addictions, a lot of crutches they had to lean on to get through the day. No, you can look at other people, Princess Diana. A lot of people out there would like to be a princess. Well, she had bulimia. She suffered from depression. She had her issues. We all do.
And do you think that when people look at people like Whitney Houston and we look at Michael Jackson, and many people would say, well, they just overdid it. But really, that control is simply an illusion of not wanting to feel the pain, not wanting to feel the fear, not wanting to feel, what if I won't be successful, or what if this deal doesn't work? A lot of people just look at that and think that that is something that is only indicative to people with money, but that really isn't true, is it, Paul?
That is so true, what you just said, and so powerful and so important for you listeners to really grab with both hands. We are all in the Colosseum of life. And no matter where you are, no matter what ethnic group, no matter what age, stress is always there. There's always symptoms of stress. There's always sources of stress. So what happens is, if you're battling a job and you're trying to keep your job, or your partner or your husband or wife has left you and you've got three kiddies to look after and you're battling two jobs, you can't afford to get sick. You can't afford to lose your job. You possibly can't even afford to go to the doctor, and you can't afford to get sick. Now, with all of that happening, you still have to fortify and empower yourself. You need to understand the unique characteristics of stress, because if you want to solve a problem, don't you think you need to understand the problem first? And then you've got the solution. And that's why you can throw yourself a lifesaver and invest in Stress Pandemic. It will help guide you to understand the unique characteristics of stress, and it will help you to solve and take back control of your life. And you can have it all. But it's all about you as to what level of contentment that is all about you following your innermost feelings. Now, that is when your feelings are all connected to understanding your desires and ambitions emerging with contentment. Contentment is where it's at, because when you get to that place, your stress response is not activated all the time. And you're fortified and you empowered yourself by doing the practical steps that are outlined in the book. And they are small practical steps, but ones that can help make a huge difference. And when you do that, you realize that you're starting to take back control, taking charge of your life, kicking your bad habits, and you're learning to say no more, because the world is a bit of a bullying place.
Absolutely. And Paul, we know that you are really on a mission to help people understand this, and the mission is so near and dear to your heart that you have gone over and above to make sure that people come into this incredible understanding of stress, and you are doing something very incredible. I want you to share with our listeners how they can connect with this wonderful trip that you're giving away by purchasing the book. Tell us a little bit about that before you've got to go.
Well, here I am at the moment on tour, and I'm here in California in Marina Del Rey in Los Angeles, and we've just got a promotion that anyone who purchases A Stress Pandemic on Amazon today go into the running of winning a prize, a trip for two to here in sunny Los Angeles, and the trip includes airfares for two, 3 nights accommodation, and at a restaurant which I really enjoy going to when I'm here. And of course, you'll meet me. You'll meet me, and you'll be able to ask me 101 questions about stress.
Absolutely. And all people have to do is log on to Amazon and purchase the book, Stress Pandemic, and they will go into a drawing to win this wonderful trip.
Yes.
So before you've got to go, really quickly, if there's only one thing that people take away from Stress Pandemic, what will you hope that that would be?
That would be that if they've got any of the symptoms of stress and they're not going away, they need to be more proactive, understanding that who they are at this very moment is giving them pain, and their body and their mind is trying to alert them, hey, I'm not happy. Please do something about it. So if you have any symptoms or conditions of stress, you have to ask yourself the big question, what am I doing about it?
Powerful. Give the website, Paul, before you've got to go. And it's just, the book is all-encompassing.
Yes, thank you. This website is stresspandemic.com. And we are in the pandemic. It's affecting everyone. You're not alone.
Absolutely. Paul,
thank you. So you can go to stresspandemic.com and the whole world will open up to you.
Absolutely. Paul, thank you so much for your candor, your honesty, and your openness. And thank you for the work that you're doing.
Thank you. And details to the trip and the competition are all there on stresspandemic.com.
Absolutely. All right, Paul, thank you for spending the best part and the busiest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. Let me get a break. We're back right after this.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Hicks
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixson has it.
Hixson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Terrence just tried McDonald's new raspberry sweet tea and diet sweet tea for the first time. Now he's seeing sweet tea everywhere.
Good morning, sweetie.
Sweet tea?
Are those new kicks? Sweet tea?
Sweet tea again.
Oh, don't forget, the meeting is in sweet tea.
This is getting weird. I think I love sweet tea.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Our new raspberry sweet tea and zero-calorie diet sweet tea are a dollar any size, so you'll start seeing them everywhere. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Put your hands in the air if you go hard.
On June 28th, the village of Natchez, Louisiana is celebrating 21 years of bringing people together through the Natchez Heritage Festival. This year's Grand Marshal is none other than Deshaun Washington from The Voice and Miss Barbara J. Simpson from Shreveport, Louisiana. Don't miss the parade kickoff starting at 10 a.m. The village of Natchez, Louisiana is inviting you to come out June 28th and enjoy food, fellowship, and lots of festivities. Save the date and go hard on June 28th for this year's Natchez Heritage Festival.
If you go hard, throw your sets in the air. Throw them up. If you go hard.
I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. Conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel.
should have seen just what was there, and not some holy light which crawled beneath my veins.